So you're out there at Gillette across the line from one of the greatest ever. What do you think?
Trying to think of what I got to do on that play. I can't be caught up in that. He's one of the greatest ever, in my opinion. I got to figure out what I got to do on that play, understand what I got to do, and execute it.
Is that easier said than done, not getting caught up in all that stuff?
We practice against them in the training camp and stuff, so it definitely settles the nerves. And I got two games under my belt now, so I feel a lot more comfortable out there.
How much of what we see, it looks like you do an incredible job of preparing. Like, you don't take a whole lot of fault steps, et cetera. How much do you kind of how much big part of that is preparation, and then how much is kind of turning yourself loose and letting your instincts take over?
I think it's just a combination of both. I think preparing well, the coaches do a really good job showing me the game plan, and then it's on me to do a little extra and make sure that I understand what I need to do. And once I get that, I mean, that's what you, like I say, preparation. When you prepare, you don't have to think on the field. You can just play.
At one point in training camp, at every point in training camp, you're just hoping to make the squad. Now you know you've got the talent.
I wouldn't say I've made it. Once you say you made it, that's when you're gone. So I'm fighting every day to keep my position and help this team win. So that's my thought process. I'm still an undrafted rookie. Still got a lot to learn. Still got a lot to improve on. So I think definitely haven't made it. But I've made it today. So I've made it to today. And my thing is I need to make it tomorrow and to the next day. And then once we hit the game time, hopefully I make it to that game and then and so on and so forth.